welcome everybody. Nice to see so many students here. We're going to shift gears quite radically and talk about some behavioral science. And the area of my interest and research is on bilingualism and second language learning. And this is a topic that is very near and dear to the hearts of all of us in Montreal. In fact, how many of you are bilingual or multilingual? Most of you. How many of you are not? Okay, this is a very special group of students because very few other campuses in North America could boast as many bilingual or multilingual students. But and this is part of the interest in doing this kind of research is that there are many areas of the world where there's misunderstanding and downright suspicion about issues related to bilingualism. And so what I've done here is just put up some clippings from newspapers to give you some statistics about the fact that despite the fact that English has becoming a global language, in fact, probably the most globalized language in history, this is actually contributing to the prevalence of bilingualism because the people who are learning English are not dropping their native languages. And there's currently now, it's estimated to be more second language speakers of English than native speakers. And all of those second language speakers are bilingual. So this is a worldwide phenomenon that has many socio-political implications, but also a lot of scientific and theoretical implications. And what I want to do is focus on one area that I've worked on within this field, and that's what's called code mixing in children. But it's a much more general phenomenon because all adult bilinguals, for example, code mix. And this is simply the use of the two languages in the same sentence or utterance or conversation. And it's usually words, where you mix words from one language while you're speaking the other language. And this is a clipping that shows that in the U.S., for example, this phenomenon is so widespread in certain communities that you can actually buy Hallmark cards where there's English and Spanish in the card. Now, despite the fact that it's widespread and despite the fact that we know that adults, when they code mix, actually do mixing in such a way that they respect the grammars of both languages. In other words, when you code mix, most of the time when you do it, you're inserting words from one language into the other in such a way that you're not violating the grammatical rules of either language. However, when it comes to children, there's often a great deal of suspicion that this actually is evidence that there's some underlying confusion on the part of children. So in other words, when children use English and French together, the thought is that they can't differentiate the languages. The two languages are represented in their brains in some kind of a fused fashion, and there's a problem. And this often is associated with the general malaise that people have about raising children bilingually. So I've done some research that's actually looked at this phenomenon. And to make a very long story short, we had over 10,000 utterances from 10 children who were speaking English and French. These children were very young, 2.5 to 3.5 years of age. And of those utterances, there were less than 4% of them was their code mixing. And within the whole corpus, there was less than 1% of the utterances did they actually violate either English grammatical rules or French grammatical rules. So, for examples, they might say, he ate le pomme, or il a mangé the apple. That's an acceptable code mix because the word order is the same in English and French, so you can do this. But what they never said is il le ate or il it a mangé. It's even hard to say. And you can't say that because pronouns appear in different positions in these two languages, and even these young children knew that. So they avoided it. So what does this mean? Well, it means when young bilingual children are talking to their parents and they code mix, they're not confused. They're just using both languages as a linguistic or communicative resource to communicate with adults around them. It also has very interesting neurocognitive implications because it implies that in order to do this, children are accessing both languages in their brains. They're able to activate these two languages at the same time, and there must be crosstalk between these two systems so that they're coordinated and so that they avoid mistakes. There's evidence when you go beyond the age of childhood that bilinguals have certain cognitive advantages over monolinguals, and some of these advantages even are apparent in 7-month-old infants. So if you're bilingual, congratulations. If you're not bilingual yet, it's not too late. Thank you. Very nice. Very interesting.